श्लोकम् उक्त्वा आरभामहे. सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यं वरदे कामरूपिणी विद्यारम्भं करिष्यामि सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा. अस्मिन् वर्गे भवतां सर्वेषां स्वागतम्. अत्र वयं बहुवचनं पर्यन्तं दृष्टवन्तः. वी हेव् सीन् टिल् द बहुवचन थिङ्ग्स् बिफोर् गोयिङ्ग् फर्दर्. एकैक वर्गे अहं किञ्चित् नूतनविषयाः उक्त्वा विषयान् उक्त्वा अग्रे सरामि इति. ऐ इन् आल् द क्लासस् ऐ वुड् लैक् टु टेल् सम् संस्कृत, बिकास् संस्कृतं we are learning not for the purpose of one minute. We are learning from so many sources. Sanskritam we gave.
I'm unable to follow. Could you please share the screen or are we missing something here?
No, I'm just saying on my own. Now I am going to share the Abhyasa Pustakam. Just a minute. I've opened the Abhyasa Pustakam, but I'm not talking. I'm talking in general Sanskritam. As the routine in our class, I usually share something from general, like any sloka or something. So here, today I thought I'll share with you all the Kattappayadi Samkhya. One minute. Let me first mute all. Keep hearing sounds. One minute. Okay. So, we have a sankhya called Kattappayadi Sankhya. You would have heard about this. Like we all. One minute. We still have some. Sounds here. Oh, fine. So we have a sankhya called Kattappayadi Sankhya. It's called Kattappayadi Sankhya. It was developed by Venkatamahi. This is very common. Already we all know about this. It exists in everything. Like we have a shloka in Vishnu Sahasranamam. Shri Rama Rama Rameti Rame Rame Mano Rame. We have a shloka. Okay, in Vishnu Sahasranamam. There, it says Shri Rama Rama Rame. नाम तत्तुल्यम्. सो सहस्रनामतुल्यम्, सहस्रनामतुल्यम्. हौ थ्री टैम्स चैंटिंग ऑफ रामा इज इक्वल टू सहस्रनामा इज वन मिनट. सो थ्री टाइम्स चैंटिंग ऑफ रामा इज इक्वल टू सहस्रनामम. हौ इट इज इक्वल टू सहस्रनामम. सो देयर द कटपयादि संख्या कम्स इन टू प्ले. So, Kattappayadi, it is Kattappayadi, Kattappayadi Sankhya. From Ka till Ka, Ka, Ga, Ga, Na, Cha, 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 Ja, In. So, Ka, you have to take the Sankhya, the letters, so the consonants. So, Ka, first Ka is one, and you number them. And this is a code word. So this is how the coding works, right? So Ka is 1, Ka is 2, then Ga is 3, Ga 4, Inga 5, then we have Cha 6, Cha 7, Ja 8, Ja 9, and then 0. Inya will become 0. So Ka, Ka Adi, then you have Ta Adi. You have after Ka and Cha, you have Ta Varga. So from ta again you have 1, 2, 3, 4. So ta, ta varga, 1, ta, ta, 1, 2. Then da, 3, dha, 4, na, 5. Then you have ta, ta, da, ta, ta. Ta, 6, tha, 7, da, 8, and dha, 9. Then you have na, 0. So this is how the katapaya. So ka, adi, 2 vargas. Then you have ta, adi, 2 vargas. Ka, ta, pa, pa. Then you have pa. Pa is pa, pa, ba, ba. So you have pa, pa is 1. Then pa is 1. Then 2 is pa. Then ba is 3. Then bha, 4. Ma, 5. Right? So ka, ta, pa. Yeah. Then you have Yavarala. Yavarala, Shasha, Sa, Yaadi. So Yavarala, again they will go for 1, 2, 3, 4, like that, 9. So this is how the system, the numbers are, the letters are numbered. So Kaadi. So what happens in Rama, we have, and the vowels don't have any numbers. In Rama, what we have? We have Ra. Ya Adi. Ka Ta Pa Ya Adi. So, Ka has to be from Ka 9. From Ta 9. From Pa 5. Then you have Yavara or 9. Okay. So, Ka Ra is what? Ra comes Ya Ra. Ra is 2. Right? Ya Ra. Yara la va, yara la va, then sha sha saha. So ra is 2, ra is 2. Then you have ma. Ma is what? Pa pa, ka ta pa. So pa, pa is 1. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Ma is 5. So 2, 5. You have ra is 2, 5. That is 5. So 2 into 5, rama is 10. So 10 into 10 into 10, Rama. 3 times Rama is 10 into 10 into 10, you have 1000. Okay, Katapayadi. Shri Rama, Rama, Rameti. So you have 10, Rama is 10. And you have one, another system in Sanskritam. Sankhyanam Vamato Gatihi. Jaya, Jaya. This is one example of Katapayadi, Shri Rama Rama Rameti. Then Bharatam. In Mahabharatam, we always have an important. Jaya Udirayet. Mahabharatam was called Jaya. Tato Jaya Udirayet. That is how we have Narayanam Namaskritya. Tatra Tato Jayam Udiraye. That sloka says. So Jayam is Mahabharata. If you. So what happens? Start from Ka. Ka Adi. So Ka Adi, the next one is Ka Ancha. Ka Kavarga and Chavarga. Till Chavarga, there is 1. There is 1 to 0. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0. So, and this J comes in where? Ka is 1, Ka is 2, Ga is 3, Gha is 4, then Anga is 5, then Cha, Cha is 6, Cha is 7, then you have 8 as J. Ja as 8. Ya, ya. So ka, ta, pa, ya, adi. Ya is the first letter. So ya is 1. So number is for Jaya, it is 81. Jaya is 81. And what happens? Sankhyana in Sanskritam, you have to do a ulta thing. So if it is 81, you have to turn it upside down, which will become 18. So Jaya is 18. Victory. So everywhere in Mahabharata we can see 18. There are 18 parva. Then Mahabharata, Bhagavad Gita has 18 chapters. The war was for 18 days. Then the Akshauhinis, Akshauhinis, the groups, the sainyam, which was there, that was Akshauhinis there, 18 Akshauhinis, 11 with the Kauravas and 7 with the Pandavas. So 18 Akshauhinis. So the importance for 18 in Mahabharata. All because of Katapayadi Sankhya. Katapayadi Sankhya, I'll write down and send you the thing, the paper detailing all these things, right? So Shri Rama Rama Ramiti, that's why we say Sahasranama Tatulyam. Sahasranama Tatulyam. This is one type of counting where the letters are numbered like Shankara. We have Shankara. Adi Shankara? Shankara. If you go to Sha, Sha is what? Yavaralava Shasha Saha. Sha comes as what? Yaralava Sha is your fifth letter. Right? Fifth letter. Ing is again 5. Ing is what? Sha Ing. Ra. So Sha Ing is fifth letter, Ka Kha Ga Gha Ing, Ka is first letter, then Ra is Yara second letter. Okay, what this says, this also has importance. It talks about Shankara's birth. Shankara's birth, like it was Ra is 2, so 2 means 2 pakshas. Two pakshas, Krishna paksha and Shukla paksha, Shukla paksha. Then you have two is for the month, and one is for the paksha. You have Sha, Ing, Ka is 1, Ra is 2. So the Ra is for the month. Which month? It was Chaitra is the first month, then Chaitra, Vaishaka. What happens is the solar calendar, it works differently. So what happens, the solar calendar, according to the solar calendar, after the Amavasya, the second month comes. So Vaishaka becomes your, though it is Vaishaka, though we celebrate in the Chaitra Masa, according to the solar calendar, it is the Vaishaka, so it is the second month. Then you have Shukla Paksha for one. Then you have Panchami Titi. You have the Panchami Titi is supposed to be the Shankara Jayanti is supposed to be the Panchami Titi. So all those things. That is why he was named like he was named not because of this, but his name, he kept the name by his father, but automatically it fitted into this. Shankaroti iti Shankara. He meant that. His father meant that Shiva Guruji, he meant that he do all the auspicious. Sham is auspicious. He be the Mangala Murti for the whole world. So Shankaroti iti Shankara. And so automatically, though he was such a divine person, that automatically the name, the work, the name suggested both his karya and his birth. Both the, for which he came. He came to make the whole world auspicious, to give the auspiciousness to the whole world. So the name swayam suggested his birth. Like you have Shankara, you have fifth month, titi, Panchami Titi, then you have Shukla Paksha, Krishna Paksha, Shukla Paksha of the two. So first Paksha is Shukla Paksha, then you have the Titi, then you have the month, Vaishaka, Shankara, Vaishaka month. So all those things came into in the name itself. Everything happened because of this Katapayadi Sankhya. So Katapayadi Sankhya works that way. We even so many code words, the Rajas used that were in Katapayadi Sankhya. Then we have our 72 Melakarta Ragas. We have Mecha Kalyani. So Mecha Kalyani. You Dheera Shankarabharanam. We simply don't say Shankarabharanam. We say Dheera Shankarabharanam. Why do we say Dheera Shankarabharanam? To get the Katapayadi Sankhya. So in the 72 Melakarta, if you see Dheera, Dha is the fourth. Dha is the fourth one. Ta Adi. So fourth one will be your ninth one. Then you have Ra. Ra is the two. So 29th Melakarta would be Dheera Shankarabharanam. Shankarabharanam would be in the 72 Melakartas. It will be the 29th Melakarta. Then if you take Kalyani. Kalyani is not called simply Kalyani. It is called Mecha Kalyani. Why it is called Mecha Kalyani? Because we have to get the Katapayadi Sankhya. So 72 Melakartas, what will be Mecha? Ma is 5. Pa Adi, right? Ma is 5. Then Cha becomes your Ka, Kha, Gha, Gha, Na, Cha, 6. So 5, 6, Ulta, 65. So Mecha Kalyani would be your 65th Melakarta. In the 72 Ragas, Mecha Kalyani would be the 65th, 65th one will be your Kalyani Raga. 65th Melakarta would be your Kalyani Raga. So all these things were used by our ancestors. Such a wonderful thing of coding and how to decode and all. So this is called Katapayadi Sankhya. Okay, going to our lessons now. We are in the Bahuvachana thing, like I think it was page 19, 20. We did the 1 minute. We did the Sankhya, we did the Samayaha. Hope you all did the homeworks. Now we have Bahuvachana, right? We did this Phenakam, Phenakani. Then you're all able to, somebody unmute and say whether you're all able to see the screen which I'm sharing.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Bhagini. So here we did this, right? Balika, Balikaha, Churika, Churikaha. We did this Bahuvachana. Then we finished with this Sahate, Eshaha, Ete and all. Now we have to do, you finished this also, the homework. Ete Janaha, Kaha Janaha, Bhavan, Bhavatyaha, Mahila, Mahilaha, Aham. Sorry again. Can anybody unmute and say? Am I correct? 4.2 U we finished. We have to start with Kriya Padani. Is my thinking? Am I correct or we have to start somewhere back?
No. Yes. What is it?
4.3 Kriya Padani only I have to start, right?
Yes.
Fine. So, Maya Purvameva Uktam. I have told before itself that we have three Purushas. Then it comes to Kriyapadam. Kriyapadam is supposed to be your verbs. So the Vyakrana name for Kriyapadam is Tingantaha. Tinganta, Kriyapadam. Vyakrana name is Tinganta. Normal name is Kriyapadam. Verbs. Then we have Namapadam. Nouns. Vyakrana name is Subhanta. So everywhere, let it be Kriyapadam, let it be Namapadam, we always have Vachanatrayam. Three Vachanani. Eka Vachana, Dvi Vachana, Bahu Vachana. Eka, Dvi Vachana, Bahu Vachana. Then, if it is your nouns, if it is noun or Namapadam, Subantaha, we have Sapta Vibhaktayaha, 7 Vibhaktis and 3 Vachanam, 7 Vibhaktis and 3 Vachanam. So 7 into 3 is 21. And every vibhakti, each and every vibhakti has its own meaning. Like we have Pratama Vibhaktihi, Kartrukarakam. Vyakaranaritya, name is Kartrukarakam, subjective case. Different case endings. So we have subjective case, subject, Kartrukarakam. Hindi, Karta. Kartane. In Hindi we say Kartane, Karam ko, currency and all. So Kartane. It's Kartrukarakam in Sanskrit. Pratama Vibhaktihi. Kartrukarakam subject. The Pratama Vibhakti will be your subject. Then Dvitiya Vibhaktihi is your Karmakaraka. Karmakaraka. Objective case. Objective case. Karmakaraka Karamne. Kartane Karam ko. Sanskrit. In Hindi it is Karm ko. Ram ko. Kartane. Ram ne. Ram ne kiya. Then you have Karma Karaka, you have Karma Kartane Karam ko. So Ram ne Chitruko, Chitruko deka, Ram ne Sita ko deka, Ram ne Mrugu ko deka. This is Hindi. Then in Sanskritam, what you have? Subject is Ramaha. Object is Dvitiya Vibhaktihi. Ramaha Sitam Pashyati. Sitam Dvitiya Vibhaktihi. Karma Karaka. Object. Then you have instrumental case. Tritiya Vibhaktihi. Tritiya Vibhaktihi is your instrumental case. And you have Karana Karaka. Karana, instrument. Karana Karaka. Hindi we have Kartane Karam ko Karan se. Ram ne Churi. Churi. Is anybody Hindi speaking in our class? Or am I just telling, wasting my time? Somebody is speaking Hindi in our class? If anybody is there, please unmute and say, otherwise I will skip Hindi part. Okay, then I think nobody speaks Hindi here, then that's fine. Let us skip that. Pardon? Kuch bol, somebody is saying something, I'm not able to hear clearly. Harishikesh ji, aap Hindi bol, theek hai, aap Hindi bolte hai?
Ji.
Okay, fine. Okay, so we say Karan se, Ram ne churika, churi se, Ram ne churi se, phal ko kata, Ram ne churi se. So that say Karan se. In Sanskritam, what we have? We have Karanakaraka. Ramaha Churikaya Kartayati. Ramaha Churikaya. There you have the Tritiya Vibhakti. Now we will see all this Vibhakti in a detailed fashion. I'm just giving an introduction. Then we have the Chaturthi Vibhakti. So Tritiya Vibhakti is your instrument. Pratama Vibhakti is your subject. Dvitiya Vibhakti is your object. Tritiya Vibhakti is your instrument. Chaturthi Vibhakti is supposed to be your dative case. So what happens here? Sampradana Karaka. Sampradana, where you give, you do something. So what will be there? For Rama. First is Rama. Second is Rama sees something. Third is Rama by or with. By or with third. Chaturthi Vibhakti is for Rama. For. Daughter brings water for father. Father writes letter to his son. There and all you will have Chaturthi Vibhakti, giving something. Sampradana Karaka. Hindi, what will have? You will say Sampradan ke liye. Sampradan ke liye. Karan se sampradan ke liye, for, that comes in the chaturthi vibhakti. Chaturthi vibhakti, sampradana karaka. Then you have panchami vibhakti, apadana karaka. Panchami vibhakti is where you have a separation. Something will be static, the other will, other thing will get separated. And the thing will get separated from a thing which is going to be there, which will be steady. The other will be, other one will be moving. So there you have panchami vibhakti apadana. Apadan se, in Hindi we say apadan se. For example, Ganga flows from Himalayas. Leaf falls from the tree. So tree is the static one, the other one moves, which leaf moves. So from water falls from the sky, the letter falls from the table. So from apadan se, apadana karaka. Ganga himalayat pravahati, patram utpitikaya patati. All these things panchami vibhakti. Then we have, and this is your apadana karaka, and that is ablative case. If you say in English, it is ablative case. Then you have your genitive, sashti vibhakti, where you see the relationship. It Ram's possession, Ram's, Sita's husband, sambandha ke ki. Hindi we say sambandha ke ki, Ram ka jula, or Ram ki patni. All these things happens, that is genitive case, where you why you connect the things, you know, you connect the things. This is his, this is that, this is Sita's mala, this is Bharata Samskriti. All these things you get it in Sashti Vibhakti, genitive case. Then you have the locative case, Saptami Vibhakti, Adhikarana Karaka. Adhikarana Karaka, Adhikaran Me Par. घर में रहता है, आसन में बैठता है. All these things in Hindi. In English you say in Rama. We see plenty of qualities in Rama. Then he lives in the house. Simha lives in the cave. All these things. Simha guhayam vasati. Saha vidyalaye patati. He studies in the school. Saha vidyalaye patati. Saha grihe vasati. He lives in the house. So you have grihe. All the in all those words you have your saptami vibhakti. So this is your different seven vibhaktis. Seven vibhaktis, again each vibhakti has three vachanas. The same way, this is for nama pada. This is for your noun. Now, for the verb, for the kriya padam, what do we have? We have three vachanam, but here we have purushatrayam. We have three purushas. Prathama purusha, madhyama purusha, uttama purusha. Prathama purusha, madhyama purusha, uttama purusha. Fine. How do you, prathama purusha means what comes under this? What sort of words will come under this? Prathama purusha means everything else. Everything other than you and me. Okay? Everything other than you and me will come under the prathama purusha. For example, you have uttama purusha. Uttama purusha, you should always remember, I am uttama. Aham uttama. Aham uttama. Uttama purusha, what do you have? Aham uttama. I am always uttama. that confidence you should have. So aham, I, usually what in English what we have, first person is I. But in Sanskritam, don't get confused. In Sanskritam, Uttama Purusha, first person is not I. Uttama Purusha is I. Because aham Uttama, ha, I am Uttama. Then, aham Uttama, like when I started Sanskritam, this is how I made myself understand. So I'm telling the same policy. You can have your, adapt your own things and make yourself comfortable in learning this. Now, the first thing is, first person in Sanskritam is not I. Uttama Purusha is I. Aham Uttamaha. Aham Uttamaha. Sarve Pratama Purusha. All others like Saha, He, She, then you have Bhavan, Bhavati, Ramaha, Sita, all come under Pratama Purusha. Aham Uttamaha, I am Uttama, remember that. Then the Pratama Purusha will be everybody else. So, between everybody else and me, you are there. Madhyama Purusha is what? You. Madhyama. Between. Madhya. So, between everybody else and me. And I and me, you are there. Madhyama Purusha is you. You which is told by Tvam, not by Bhavan. Okay? Last week also I said, last class, Bhavan is Pratama Purusha. That you is different. But Tvam, you are, you yam. Tvam is you, which comes under the Madhyama Purusha. Yuvam is you too. You yam is you all. The same way, aham, I am, one. Then, we both. We both is avam. Then, vayam is the all. The all. So, we have aham, avam, aham, vayam. Ekavachanam is aham, bahuvachanam is vayam. The same way, tvam is you, madhyama purusha. Yuyam bahuvachanam, madhyama purusha. Everything else comes in the pratama purusha. If you have pathami, automatically it is understood, aham pathami. If it is patasi, automatically understood, tvam patasi. Okay, but if it is patati, it is not understood. You have to put a noun there. Whether saha patati, balakaha patati, sa patati, ramaha patati, bhavan patati, bhavati patati, all these things we have to say. So if it is patasi, automatically the subject will be tvam only. The tvam may be anything else. The tvam can be a Rama. The tvam can be Sita. But patasi, if somebody asks what is the subject for patasi, you have to write only tvam. Bracket, you can write Rama or Krishna or whatever. But tvam only will be patasi. Pathami, aham. Aham can be Janaki, aham can be Rakshita, aham can be Rama, aham can be Sita, whatever. But that will come under the bracket. So, aham pathami. Pathami, what is the subject there? Aham. We have to remember. So, if it is pathami, it is always aham. If it is patamaha, it is always vayam. If it is patati, it has to be mentioned. Who is reading? Okay? Patanti. So, this is how the Purushas work. The person, Pratama Purusha, Madhyama, Pratama Purusha, Madhyama Purusha, Uttama Purusha. A small recap, Uttama is aham. So please don't confuse and make it very clear in your mind. It is not like English. In English, the first person is I. Here, Sanskritam has its own Sanskriti. So, Sanskritam doesn't take I. It's Sanskritam. What happens is, I always come at the back. I is always Uttama. So, it is always the Uttama Purusha. What we give importance to everybody else, and we take the last, we take a step back. That is how Sanskritam is. So, all the others come under the Prathama Purusha. okay? Uttama Purusha is I, Pratama Purusha is everything else, Rama, Sita, Saha, Sa, Bhavan, Bhavati, Sa, Yeshaha, everything comes under Pratama Purusha, Madhyama Purusha, you, Twam, you comes in Madhyama Purusha. So make it a point. And remember, like this, Aham Uttama, then it will be easier. Okay, so now Uttama is here not for saying in, like with head weight or something, it is because we are in Dharma, we will be Uttama. Connect with like that and remember. Now, going to the book here, 1 minute, take this page, Kriyapadani Bahuvachanam, Kriyapadani Bahuvachanam. Saha. Vidyalaye pad. Okay. Kriyapadani is the verbs, right? Adho rekhankitasya. Rekhankitasya. We saw the previous ones. Saha. The bahuvachanam will be saha balakaha. Bahuvachanam will be te balakaha. Sa balika. Bahuvachanam will be taha balikaha. Saha Sikshakaha, Te Sikshakaha. I'm just doing the previous pages. I'm just bringing those things into your mind. Now we will go ahead. Now, I just wanted to clarify one thing which was a doubt in the last class. And that was, okay, Sachivaha. There is a question here. In the previous page, we have Vayam Sachivaha. Vayam Sachivaha. Here, in the page, we have Vayam Sachivaha. So, what would be the question? How the question would be? Vayam K or Vayam Kaha? Somebody wants to answer this? Hope you all did this page. Finish this homework. So, would anybody answer this?
Hey.
Can somebody unmute and answer? Can it be Vayam K or Vayam Kaha? Which would be the correct one?
Sachivaha is pulling us, so it has to be K.
It has to be?
Sachivaha is pulling.
K.
Right.
Vayam K.
Super. YMK. Fine. But Sachiva is also a Srilinga word. Okay? So, the Srilinga, like I say, for Rakshita. Right? The same way here, we have Sachivaha, Sachiva. Sachivaha is Pullinga. Bahuvachanam will be Sachivaha. Sachiva. Srilinga. Sachiva, Srilinga. Bahuvachanam will be Sachiva. Like you have Balika. The same way you have Sachiva. We saw words like what were the words? Where Chatraha, like Vaidyaha. What we saw, Vaidyaha. Ekavachanam Pullingam. Bahuvachanam is Vaidyaha, Pullinga. So it will be Te Vaidyaha, Ke Vaidyaha. Vaidya, Strilinga. Sa Vaidya, Taha Vaidyaha. Kaha Vaidyaha, Taha Vaidyaha. The same way, like Chatraha, the same. Chatraha, Pullinga. Chatra, Strilinga. For both the Bahuvachanam is Chatraha. Fine? Same way here. Sachivaha Pullinga. A secretary. Secretary. Sachivalaya is secretariat, right? So Sachivaha, secretary, minister also is called Sachivaha. So Sachivaha. Now, Strilingam is Sachiva. Both Bahuvachanam is Sachivaha. So the question can be YMK or YMKAHA. Both correct. Got it? Fine. We will go to Kriyapadani. Any other doubts there in the homeworks? Any doubts? Okay.
I have a question. Like, in sometimes we write YM, like va, ya, and the dot over that, and sometimes we write like ma and m, like ending. So, what is the difference between that?
Wonderful question. I think the whole class will go here. No problem. YM, what will happen is, the ma and the dot is called anuswara. The dot is supposed to be anuswara. Okay? So, okay. If at the back you have a vowel, if the vayam sachivaha, sa is not a vowel, it's a consonant. So, you put the anuswara instead of ma. Okay? Ma anuswara, this is a sandhi rule. Oh, now, if you have a at the back you have a vowel like vayam agregaha, I mean we are the leaders, agregaha, vayam agregaha, a is there, a is supposed to be a vowel, there you will write ma and ma, imma you will write ma with a hal on the bottom. So when the ma im is followed by a vowel, im will hold, im will be there. But when the im, as soon as it sees a consonant at the back, it will change into anuswara, a dot. This is the rule of writing. If you write only vayam, like not vayam, something else, like chitram, you just have to write chitram. The word, the sentence ends there. Then you write only ma. Im only you will write. If it is the end of a sentence, im. If it is end of a, if in a in a sloka, it is end of a pankti, a line, end of a pankti, then it will be im. Or it may be according to chandas also. So if a consonant follows, im will change it to anuswara. If a vowel follows, im will be im only. You just have to remember this. If it is end of a sentence, im will be im. No anuswara. If you are finishing the sentence, you will not finish the sentence with the anuswara. This is the rule of writing. And you have to meticulously follow this rule. In some books, it is not followed, which is absolutely wrong. You have to follow this rule. And so while writing, you have to think of the next word before writing im or anuswara. Okay? So, you like you are writing vayam agachamaha. So, if you write im, pare a is there, then it is fine. But you have to always think when if it is im, then automatically you have to write the next word, then decide whether im is going to be written or anuswara is going to be kept. Okay? So, Mitra Bhagini, clear?
Yes, I got it. Thank you.
Fine. When you read the book, wherever you find this type of mistakes, you just note down. Note down and correct it. Because these things have to be corrected when it comes for your correction, when the first proof reading comes, you have to correct all these things. But sometimes it skips the I. So, we have to be very careful. But this is the rule and we have to be very careful in writing this, right? Okay. So, anything else? Any other doubts before I proceed? Yeah. Somebody saying something? Fine. I'll go to Kriyapadani. So we saw Pathati. Kriyapadani also. When it comes to Kriyapadani, we have three types of Kriyapadam. Just like Namapadam, we have Akaranta. We have three lingas. Then we have Akaranta, Akaranta, Ikaranta, Ukaranta and all those things. The same way, Tingantaha, Kriyapadani, they are three types. Like you have Parasmaipada, Atmanepada, Ubayapada. Parasmai, see, there was a system. When the things were named, there was a system. Like you, when you do a work for others, the kriya padam will be parasmai padam. When you do the verb, when you do the action for yourself, the kriya padam will be atmane padam. Okay, and the ubhaya padam, there are some words which like you cook. You cook for yourself, you can cook for others. You do something, you do for yourself, you can do for others. You learn something, you learn for yourself, you learn to tell others. So there are some kriya padams which can be used either way. Like it can be used for others, the work can be done for others as well as for self. So they are called ubhaya padam. Now that system is lost. This was the system when the names were suggested, probably thousands of years ago, when the names were kept for the kriya padam, atmane padam, parasmai padam. So now what is the difference? Now how do we know the difference? We know we have a dhatu pata where the dhatus are supposed, dhatu is supposed to be the base word for kriyapadam, the crude word, like pat. Patati is kriyapadam, the crude word is pat. So there are dhatu pata which says this will be atmane padam, this will be parasmai padam. How do we know the difference? Like this is parasmai, how do we understand the difference? We understand by the ending. Like if it ends like patati, it is sapati, ending is parasmai. Sevate, te ending. Labhate, te ending. They are atmane, atmane padam. Ubhaya padam, karoti, parasmai, kurute, same karanam. What happens? In parasmai it is karoti, in atmane it is kurute. So they take both the forms, so they are called ubhaya padam. Okay? Just don't bother. Even if it goes above your head, just don't worry. I will keep on repeating this. Somewhere, some point, something will go inside. So just don't worry. If it goes just above your head, leave it. Don't worry about that. So now we are dealing only with parasmai, ending. Because somewhere when you read a book, you may come across words like sevate. Then you should not be perplexed. Like what is this? They are also one type of kriyapadam only. Sevate, you will have labhate, vidyate, vartate, balakaha vartate. Means balaka is there, balakaha vartate. So they are also kriyapadam. Now, pathati we saw. Pathati is pratama purusha ekavachanam. Pathati, balakaha pathati, balakaha pathati. Bahuvachanam for balakaha is what? Balakaha. And what will happen to the bahuvachanam? Obviously, the kriyapadam will also take bahuvachanam. What will be the bahuvachanam? You will add a in. Pathanti, kreedati, kreedanti, balika, likhati, writes. Balika likati, balika likanti. So you'll add one in. Ba saha patati, te patanti. Bhavan patati, bhavantaha. We saw the bahuvachanam. Bhavantaha patanti. Now I will say the order of answering. First one would be Basant Mahoday, then Chitra Bhagini, Priya Bhagini, Sumitra Bhagini, Rakshita Bhagini, Brindha Bhagini, Ranjit Mahoday, Kamala Bhagini, Rishikesh Mahoday. So I have told the order. I'm changing to the Abhyasa Pustakam, this one. So you remember the order, or else you see the attendees list, and automatically start and unmute yourself and answer. I'm just going to say what you have to do. Now we have the kriyapadam here. We have the kriyapadam, this one, 4.3. Saha vidyalaye patati. The bahuvachanam is te vidyalaye patanti. Now what I want you all to do is, instead of saha, I will say another word. You have to say the bahuvachanam and change the bahuvachanam of the kriyapadam too. Each one will take, I'll give two different ones. Okay, so first two I remember, Basanji and Chitraji. The next order, please you remember and do it. Basan Mahoday, same sentence only, no changing of sentence. The same Saha Vidyalaye Patati sentence only. Vidyalaye will be the same one, Pata will be the same one. I just will be changing the first subject. You will have to say Bahuvacharam. That's it. So instead of Saha, Basan Mahoday, I am saying Balika. You have to say
Balika Vidyalaye Patati. Balikaha Vidyalaye Patanti.
Uttama. So instead of Saha, I am saying Eshaha.
Eshah Vidyalaye Patati. Eshah Vidyalaye. Eshah
Bahuvachanam will be what?
Etah.
Eshah Bahuvachanam will be Ete.
Okay. Ete Vidyalaye Patanti.
Uttamam. Basan Mohode, ke vidyalaye pathanti?
Te vid... last... Te... Ete vidyalaye pathanti.
Uttama. Another question. Ka vidyalaye... Ka vidyalaye pathati?
Yesha vidyalaye pathati.
ಉತ್ತಮ ಮಹೋದಯ, ಧನ್ಯವಾದ. ಚಿತ್ರಾ ಭಗಿನಿ, ಇನ್ಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಹ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ವಿದ್ಯಾಲಯ ಪಠತಿ ಸೆಂಟೆನ್ಸ್, ಇನ್ಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಹ ಟೇಕ್ ಸಾ.
ಸಾ ವಿದ್ಯಾಲಯ ಪಠತಿ, ತಹ ವಿದ್ಯಾಲಯ ಪಠಂತಿ.
ಉತ್ತಮಂ. ತಾಹ ವಿದ್ಯಾಲಯ ಪಠಂತಿ. ಉತ್ತಮ. ಇನ್ಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಹ ಟೇಕ್, ವಾಟ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಇಸ್ ನರ್ತಕಿ. ನರ್ತಕಿ
ನರ್ತಕಿ ವಿದ್ಯಾಲಯ ಪಠತಿ.
ಯಾ
ದೆನ್ ನರ್ತಕಿ, ದೆನ್ ನರ್ತಕಿ ವಿದ್ಯಾಲಯ ಪಠತಿ, ದೆನ್ ನರ್ತಕ್ಯಾ ವಿದ್ಯಾಲಯ ಪಠಂತಿ.
ಓಕೆ, ವಿಲ್ ಇಟ್ ಬಿ ನರ್ತಕ್ಯಾ ಆರ್ ನರ್ತಕ್ಯಾ?
ನರ್ತಕ್ಯಾ
ಪದ್ಮಾ ಸುಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣ್ಯಂ. ರೈಟ್,
ನರ್ತಕ್ಯಾ
ಷಷ್ಠಿ ಏಕವಚನ. ರೈಟ್, ನರ್ತಕ್ಯಾ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಬಹುವಚನ. ಓಕೆ ಭಗಿನಿ, ಸೊ ನರ್ತಕ್ಯಾ ವಿದ್ಯಾಲಯ ಪಠಂತಿ. ಚಿತ್ರ ಭಗಿನಿ, ಓಕೆ,
ವಿದ್ಯಾ, ಓಕೆ,
ನರ್ತಕ್ಯಾ ವಿದ್ಯಾಲಯ ಪಠಂತಿ. ಉತ್ತಮ. ಇದಾನೀ ಒನ್ ಕ್ವೆಶನ್, ಕಾಹ ವಿದ್ಯಾಲಯ ಪಠಂತಿ?
ಕೆ ವಿದ್ಯಾಲಯ ಪಠಂತಿ.
ಕಾಹ
ಕಾಹ
ಏತೆ
ವಿದ್ಯಾಲಯ ಪಠಂತಿ.
ಏತೆ ವಿದ್ಯಾಲಯ ಪಠಂತಿ, ದ ಕ್ವೆಶನ್ ವುಡ್ ಬಿ ಕೆ ವಿದ್ಯಾಲಯ ಪಠಂತಿ. I am asking ka.
Eshah vidyalaye patati.
Yetah vidyalaye patanti. Saha bahuvachanam would be te. Saha bahuvachanam te. The same way, instead of saha, you have sha. Eshaha, the bahuvachanam would be just add a ye te. The same way, sa bahuvachanam is taha. Esha bahuvachanam would be yetaha. So, kaha vidyalaye patanti, yetaha vidyalaye patanti. If I say, ke vidyalaye patanti, how will you answer? Ke vidyalaye patanti?
Ete vidyalaye patanti.
Super. Dhanyavada bhagini. Priya bhagini. Priya bhagini.
Yes, I am here.
Okay. Instead of saha, take bhavan.
Bhavan vidyalaye patati.
Uttamam.
Bhavantah
vidyalaye patanti. Super. Now, instead of saha, take Ramaha.
Ramaha vidyalaye patati.
Ramaha vidyalaye patanti. Ramaha, as Bhagini said, Ramaha is a Ramaha can go for not just Rama. Rama is anybody who attracts. That's why we have Abhirami. Abhirami is what? The one who attracts. Abhiramate iti Abhirami. As Bhagini said, so attractive. So many attractive persons are studying. You can go like that. If you find Ramaha, how many Ramas would be there? Of course, plenty of Ramas are there, but still, I'm just saying. Now, wonderful. Now I'm going to ask you a question. Kaha vidyalaye patati? Priya Bhagini, kaha vidyalaye patati?
Yetaha vidyalaye patati. Vidyalaye patati.
I asked kaha vidyalaye patati. So it is ekavachanam. Kaha vidyalaye patati.
Vidyalaye patati. Ete vidyalaye patati.
Ekavachanam bhagini. Eshaha.
Eshaha etaha.
Ama eshaha becomes ete. But my question is only kaha. Ekavachanam. So you have to say eshaha vidyalaye patati. Okay. According to my question, your answer should be there.
Okay.
I'm asking. Kaha? So either you can say Ramaha, ekavachanam you have to say. You can say Ramaha, you can say Bhavan, you can say Yeshaha, you can say Saha, whatever you want. But you have to say the ekavachanam. Okay, Bhagini?
Okay.
Now, one more question I'm asking. Ka vidyalaye patati?
Esha vidyalaye patati.
Uttama. Esha vidyalaye patati. Esha vidyalaye patati. Uttama bhagini, dhanyavada.
Patati.
Patati ma patati only. Bahuvachanam would be what? I asked only ekavachanam. You say if you want to say the bahuvachanam for this, it will be yeta. ओके एत्याः विद्यालये पठन्ति ओके सुमित्रा भगिनि नमस्ते भगिनि इन्स्टेड् आफ् सः यु टेक् यु केन् टेक् गायकः
ओके गायकः विद्यालये पठति गायकाः विद्यालये पठन्ति
गायकाः विद्यालये पठन्ति
उत्तमं
इन्स्टेड् आफ् सः टेक् भवती
ओके भवती विद्यालये पठति भवत्यः विद्यालये पठन्ति
भवत्याः विद्यालये पठन्ति भवत्याः विद्यालये पठन्ति न क्वेश्चन् इस् के विद्यालये पठन्ति
गायकाः विद्यालये पठन्ति
गायकाः विद्यालये पठन्ति उत्तमं का विद्यालये पठति
का रैट् लैक् भवती विद्यालये पठति
सूपर् अस्तु भगिनि धन्यवादः सुमित्रा भगिनी रक्षिता भगिनी स्टाङ्ग् कथम् अस्ति
Can you hear me?
I'm able to hear you. How is the storm there?
Oh, it's subsided now. I got the power back, but I'm not sure if you
hear me. Oh, okay. Okay, do take care. Stay safe.
Thank
now,
you.
Now, the question for you.
Dhanyavaad.
Instead of Saha, take Esha.
Okay. एषा विद्यालये पठति सा विद्यालये पठन्ति
एताः विद्यालये पठन्ति
एताः विद्यालये पठन्ति
उत्तम इन्स्टेड् आफ् सः टेक् अन्नपूरणी
अन्नपूरणी विद्यालये पठति अन्नपूर्णया अन्नपूर्णया विद्यालये पठन्ति
ओके अन्नपूरण्यः
पूरण्यः अन्नपूरण्यः विद्यालये पठन्ति
उत्तम अन्नपूरण्यः विद्यालये पठन्ति क्वेश्चन् इस् कः विद्यालये पठति
कः विल् बि सः वाट् इस् दट् सः विद्यालये पठति
उत्तम काः विद्यालये पठन्ति विद्यालये पठन्ति यु हाव् टु रिमूव् द इ अन्नपूरणी रिमूव् द इ आड् य सो इट् विल् बिकम् अन्नपूरण्यः रैट्
अन्नपूरण्यः विद्यालये पठन्ति
उत्तमं धन्यवादः भगिनि बृन्दा भगिनि
I'm not able to unmute.
I'm able to hear Bhagini. Okay. Yeah. Instead of Saha, take Bhavati.
Bhavati Vidyalaye. Bhavantyaha Vidyalaye Patanti.
उत्तम भवत्याः विद्यालये पठन्ति इन्स्टेड् ऑफ सः टेक भवान्
भवान् विद्यालये पठति भवन्तः विद्यालये पठन्ति
उत्तम भवन्तः विद्यालये पठन्ति भवान् भवन्तः भवती भवत्याः नौ क्वेश्चन इज के विद्यालये पठन्ति ते विद्यालये पठन्ति उत्तम का विद्यालये पठति
बहुवचनं
एकवचनं का विद्यालये पठति
सीता
हा
सीता विद्यालये पठति
सीता विद्यालये पठति धन्यवादः कमला भगिनी कमला भगिनी प्लीज अन्म्यूट योरसेल्फ
अस्तु
भगिनी टेक फॉर फॉर सः टेक अनुजा टेक अनुजा
सः
इंस्टेड ऑफ सः टेक अनुजा भगिनी
ओके ओके या अनुजा विद्यालये पठति
वेरि गुड
अनुजाः विद्यालये पठन्ति
अनुजाः विद्यालये पठन्ति उत्तमं नौ इन्स्टेड् आफ् सः टेक् सहोदरी
सहोदरी सहोदरी ओके सहोदरी विद्यालये पठति सहोदरे
सहोदर्यः
विद्यालये पठन्ति
सहोदर्यः विद्यालये पठन्ति क्वेश्चन इस् के Remember, my question is K. K vidyalaye pathanti?
Ete vidyalaye pathanti.
Uttama, ete vidyalaye pathanti. Okay. Kaha vidyalaye pathati?
Kaha is eka vachanam. Kaha vidyalaye pathati means we can say Eshaha vidyalaye
pathati. Uttama, bhagini. एषः विद्यालये पठति धन्यवादः भगिनि ऋषिकेशजी ऋषिकेशजी प्लीज अन्म्यूट योर सेल्फ
यस
ओके क्वेश्चन इज भगिनि क्वेश्चन इज इंस्टेड ऑफ सः टेक अग्रजा
अग्रजाः विद्यालये पठति अग्रजाः विद्यालये पठन्ति
उत्तम अग्रजाः विद्यालये पठन्ति ओके इन्स्टेड् आफ् सः टेक् नायकः
नायकः विद्यालये पठति नायकाः विद्यालये पठन्ति
उत्तम मम प्रश्नः मै क्वेश्चन् के विद्यालये पठन्ति
छात्राः विद्यालये पठन्ति
उत्तम छात्राः विद्यालये पठन्ति नौ का विद्यालये पठति
ईशाः विद्यालये पठति
एषा देयर इज नो विसर्ग देयर एषा विद्यालये पठति
पठति
उत्तम बहु उत्तमं धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः
ओके Ranjit Mohde got cut. Right. I think all have answered. Now, what would be the Grihapatam is here. You have these sentences, right? So, sa grihe vasati. So, each sentence, make 10 sentences for each. Like, saha vidyalaye patati is, he studies in the school. You convert it into, she studies, you study, nai leader studies, a singer studies, a female dancer studies. You made all these sentences from Vidyalaye Patati. The same way, what you do is Sa Grihe Vasati. The Bahuvachanam would be what? Ta Grihe Vasanti. She lives in the house. They all live in the, she, they all, the girls all live in the house. Eshaha, so I want, instead of Sir, change Bhavan. Bhavati, Bahuvachanam then, take Ramaha, Sita or Balakaha, Balika, whatever verbs you want, whatever nouns you want. On the whole, I want 10 sentences for each thing. Bahuvachanam, then I want the questions also. Like you write, Sa Grihe Vasati, Ka Grihe Vasati, Taha Grihe Vasanti, Kaha Grihe Vasanti. That would be the homework for this week. Eshaha, I will tell the quickly tell the meaning and the Vahuvachanam. Eshaha karyalaye tishtati. As I said, tishtati means stands, right? Uttishtati, gets up. We saw. So tishtati is stands. Tishtati also means is. He is there in the office. He is in the office. Karyalaya tishtati. He stands in the office is not correct. He is in the office. Latayam pushpam vikasati. Karyalaya is saptami vibhakti. Ramaha rame. Karyalayaha karyalaye. Lata akaranta. Just like you have sashti vibhakti difference, the same way you have saptami vibhakti latayam. Pushpam vikasati. Latayam pushpam vikasati. Latayam pushpam vikasati. Means in the creeper. The flower blossoms in the creeper. Bhavan kridangane kridati. You play in the playground. Bhavantaha kridangane kridati, kridanti. Now, the next one would be Bhavati pratidinam nrityati. Bhavati, you dance every day, pratidinam, every day nrityati. Vane simhaha garjati, vane. In the forest, simhaha garjati, roars. Simha roars. Esha chitram pashyati. She, the one who is standing near me, sees the picture. Balaha shalam gachati. The boy goes to the shala. Shala is a school. Vanaraha phalam khadati. Vanara, monkey, eats the fruit. So, each sentence, please change to 10 different sentences. How will you change? By just changing the ekavachana noun form. Bhavati change into Bhavan and all. Same way here, Bahuvachana Rupani you have to write. Bhavan Patatu. What we saw? We saw present tense. Patati reads. Then we have Lotlakara ordering Patatu or requesting. Bhavan Patatu. Bhavan Kripaya Patatu. You please read. So there the Bahuvachanam is also in Patantu. Bhavan Likatu. You please write. Bhavantaha Likantu. Patati. She reads. They read. Okay. Patanti. Patatu. Please write. Or write. Order. Write. So that will become Bahuvachanam will be Patantu. Patatu. Patantu. Likatu. लिखन्तु ओके नृत्यतु नृत्यन्तु देन तिष्ठतु तिष्ठन्तु नाउ व्हाट विल हैपन हियर वी हैव सीन द लोट लकार इज फॉर ऑर्डर और रिक्वेस्ट लट लकार इज प्रेजेंट टेंस देयर वी सॉ पठति शी राइट्स शी रीड्स she writes she dances nrityati and all patatu patatu please write kripaya patatu please write bhavan patatu please read please read bhavan gachatu please go bhavan agachatu please do come okay agachatu so that will be tu so you just add one in bahuvachanam it will be bahuvachanam now for aham what we saw I said relate aham is I so I is me me so relate aham and me so aham pathami balakah pathati harasvam pathati aham pathami अहं पठामि मीन्स् ह्रस्वम् अहं पिबामि अहं हसामि वाट् विल् बि द बहुवचनं मह अहं बहुवचनम् इस् अहं वदामि ऐ स्पीक् वयं वदामः अहं लिखामि ऐ रैट् वयं लिखामः अहं गच्छामि ऐ गो वयं गच्छामः मी मह ती बिकम्स् इन्ति तू बिकम्स् इन्तु मी बिकम्स् मह जस्ट् रिमेम्बर् दिस् ती वाट् बि द बहुवचनं फोर् ती इट् विल् बि इन्ति What will be the bahuvachanam for tu? It will be intu. What will be the bahuvachanam for me? It will be maha. Aham gachami, vayam gachamaha. Aham nrityami, vayam nrityamaha. Aham hasami, vayam hasamaha. Pibami, hasami is love. Pibami is I drink. Piba. Pibare Ramarasam. We say no, Pibare Ramarasam. So Piba is drink. So Pibami. Aham Pibami Vayam Pibamaha. We will do some more exercise next week. I'll send the papers. We can do some more exercise. Now, what you have to... Sumitra Bhagini, I just want you to look at this. See, aham,
yes.
You have aha dot kadami, anuswara kadami, because ka is consonant. Just go down, you have aham in return, because e is vowel, right?
Yeah.
This is how the system works. So aham, you have ka at the back, so it is anuswara. Ka at the back, so anuswara. But e is a vowel, so im is written. Again is a consonant, so anuswara is written. Okay. So I just want you all to finish this page and write 10 sentences for pratidinam nityati and all 4.3a exercise. Write each for each sentence you can write 10 sentences. Please do write that as homework. Then practice this aham and vayam and bhavan for patatu also. Finish this so you can finish 4.3 e also you can finish. Vishesha abhyasaha we will do next week. Okay, I will give you some more words so that we can practice some more sentences, we can practice with Vishesh Abhyasa. I will write down and send today, tomorrow I will finish off and send you all the details of the Katapayadi Sankhya and all those things. I don't want to go to Vishesh Abhyasa now, because I want to further do some more exercise with the aham and all, and then we will go to Vishesha Abhyasa with some more sentences to practice. So I'll finish the class. Once I finish the class, I'll stop the recording. Any doubts, please do ask. Sarve bhavantu sukhinaha, sarve santu niramayaha, sarve bhadrani pashyantu, ma kaschit dukha bhag bhavet. Om shanti shanti shanti. This is taken
Shanti Mantra from the Upanishad. What it says is Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha.
Just now we saw Bhavantu. Sarve. All. Let all be Sukhinaha. Sukhi. Ekavachanam of Pullinga. Sukhinaha is Bahuvachanam. We saw a word like Vidyarthi Pullinga. The Bahuvachanam will be Vidyarthinaha. The same way. Let all be Bhavantu Sukhinaha. Let all be happy. Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha. Sarve Santu Niramayaha. Amayaha is supposed to be your vyadi, illness. Let all be without any disease. Santu, asti, we say, asti is. Santi, bahuvachanam. Astu, let it be. Santu, bahuvachanam of astu. So, sarve santu niramayaha. Sarve, let all. Bhadrani pashyantu. Pashyati is seeing. Pashyantu is please see. So let all see only auspiciousness. Bhadrani, bhadram. Bhadram karne vishunuyama. We say the shloka, Shanti Mantra, right? So same way, bhadram is auspiciousness. So sarve bhadrani pashyantu. Let everybody see auspiciousness all around, all mangala things all around. Then, sarve bhavantu sukhinaha, sarve santu niramayaha, sarve bhadrani pashyantu, ma kaschit dukha bhag bhavet. Let no one be a patram for dukha. Dukha bhag means a patram. Let no one be the patram for dukham. Let all be happy. This is what the Shanti Mantra means. Okay. Let me stop this one recording, then